It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Between us, love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. Today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good Saturday, everybody. Good to have you listening in to VPN Radio. And it's going to be a wonderful broadcast today as we honor Dr. Billy Graham. My mother spoke to me before she went to heaven. Here's what she said to me, Dale. Give me the roses while I live. Whatever you want to say to me, whatever you want to do for me, whatever you want to express to me, just give me the roses while I live. So I did. I brought roses to my mother. I expressed appreciation. The church that I was leading in Dell City, Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, I began to share that with them. And I began to bring roses and give them to different people. The man that helped me get started in the ministry, I had him to come, and I brought a rose to he and his wife. And so even though today I don't personally know Billy Graham, I've never met Billy Graham, but my 48 years of ministry, he's made a tremendous impact on my life. And so I know that Billy Graham is probably nearing home, and I don't want to wait until he dies to come onto this BPN radio. I don't want to wait till he dies and say, well, we want to honor Billy Graham. No, I'm going to honor him today here on BPN radio. And even though I don't know Dr. Billy Graham, as I said, I admire him. The first time I ever heard him was at Texas Stadium in Dallas. And before he ministered, a young man by the name of Michael W. Smith got up and sang a song. And later, Michael W. Smith became my good friend. Is my good friend today. And not too long ago, several months ago, Gene and I were having dinner at Michael W. and Debbie Smith's home. And I said to him, Michael, when I go home, I want you to sing a certain song at my funeral. And it would not surprise me that if Michael does not sing this song when Billy Graham goes home. So it's a great song. And we're going to pray some prayers of Billy Graham today on this Saturday. And it's going to be a wonderful time. And give honor to whom honor is due, Dr. Billy Graham. The Holy Spirit spoke to me recently to pray for Billy Graham and ask God to bless him. And he said to me, when I take Billy Graham home, there's going to be a major hole in the soul of America. When I take Billy Graham home, there's going to be a major hole in the soul of America. For he's interceded for this nation, this land, for many, many years. And after Michael W. Smith sings, I'm going to play a clip from Dr. Billy Graham praying at the presidential prayer breakfast in 1963, and what he said is awesome. And so Michael W. Smith's going to sing "Welcome Home," and I'm not sure when Billy Graham is going home, but he's an old man now, and I discern that it won't be too long. And so we're going to play this song, Dr. Billy Graham. I'm going to play this clip from the 1963. That was a long time ago, wasn't it? Presidential prayer breakfast. As he spoke to the president, vice president of the United States, and those that were there that day. So, Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you bless this Saturday broadcast here on BPN Radio. As we honor Dr. Billy Graham, give him a rose and say thank you so much for praying for this nation. We bless him right now. We bless Billy Graham and we bless his son Franklin and we bless the family in Jesus' name. And we thank you for Dr. Billy Graham. We thank you for all the prayers that he's prayed, even praying today on behalf of this nation. And Lord, I pray that you would bless him today. Bless him with strength in Jesus' name until you call him home. And so we thank you for the life of Dr. Billy Graham. We pray for him today. We pray for strength and blessings. And we pray that your hand would be upon him. We thank you for his life today. And we pray for him. And we pray for this nation that he loves so much. And we just dedicate and commit this hour to you here on BPN Radio.
I can't believe that I'm here having to say goodbye. And I can barely see you through these tears I cry. I close my eyes. I can't hear the sound as angels gather around, saying this is where you belong. Welcome home. There are the days that my heart aches, wishing you were here. But I know where you are. the hurt and the pain disappear. There's no more tears.
Mr. Vice President, Damocles, who lived in the 4th century B.C., once insulted the king of Syracuse during a royal banquet. He was condemned to sit beneath a naked sword suspended by a single hair. President Kennedy has reminded us that the whole world now sits in that chair with total destruction hanging by a hair above its head. Nor can we escape by turning our heads and wishing it would go away. The blade keeps on swinging, and the thread that holds it grows thinner and more frayed with each passing day. Even the most naive among us must now recognize that we will eventually face a crisis that will make the recent Cuban affair pale into insignificance. Many factors lead us to recognize that we stand on the threshold of unprecedented events that will test the moral and spiritual toughness of this nation as it has not been tested since the Civil War. In the picturesque language of his time, the prophet Jeremiah, speaking for God, rebuked the people of Israel for holding broken cisterns. He said, "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out, broken cisterns that can hold no water." Israel stood at the crossroads of her national life. A way of deliverance and victory was offered by God, but they preferred to go their own way. It seemed more reasonable to trust in plans which they themselves had devised. But their plans failed, and their hopes were drained away through the cracks in these worn-out cisterns. The psalmist said, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Today, we as a nation are offered a choice. We stand at the crossroads of our national destiny. Once again, we can hear the voice of Moses as he stood before the people of Israel and challenged, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. Once again, we can hear the voice of Joshua as he hurled an ultimatum to the people of his day. Choose you this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We can take the road of our own choosing if we want to. But the Bible warns, there is a way that seemeth right unto men, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And when the storm breaks in all of its fury, we can run for our sedatives, but it will be too late. Or we can choose God's way, that at times seems mysterious and strange, but with sheer trust in Him, we could this day, in this place, commit this nation to a path of national righteousness. We have on our coins, in God we trust. Let's show the world by our courage, by our disciplined living, by our example, and by our prayers that we mean it. Let us as a people and as leaders this day rededicate ourselves to the moral and spiritual principles that have undergirded this nation from the beginning. I challenge you here today and the governor's prayer breakfast that are watching by television to lead this nation back to the God of our fathers and trust Him for our deliverance and our salvation. What is the formula? How can we do it? The Bible tells us, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. During the Civil War, President Lincoln deemed it necessary to call this nation to national repentance. So the nation once again is in need of repentance of its sins and a renewal of faith in God. How can it start? Where must it begin? It can begin with you as an individual. The greatest contribution that any citizen can make to the nation's strength at this hour is your own personal faith in Jesus Christ. Christ died on the cross to bring about a reconciliation between God and man. He stands ready to forgive and to cleanse. He will make the crooked paths straight. He could give a new dimension of living to all of our people. This is the path we must follow. This is the road we must take. Otherwise, we shall surely meet the fate of other nations of history. The king of Syria once sent an entire army to capture one prophet of God by the name of Elisha. He was in his home on the top of a hill at Dothan. At sunrise, Elisha's servant saw a huge army completely around the city with their horses and chariots. Frightened and wringing his hands, he went into his master and said, "What shall we do?" Calmly the prophet answered, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And on that day, God caused one of the greatest military victories of all history. It was brought about by the faith and prayers of a man that believed God. The scripture says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." If we will put our trust and faith and hope in Him, we need not have fear that any enemy, however strong, can overwhelm us. Mr. President, this day we dedicate ourselves to pray for you and your administration as you lead the country in this crucial period of history. May God bless you and those associated with you.
Well, we honor Dr. Billy Graham today, and the prayer that he prayed over 50 years ago, that prayer and speech that he made at the presidential breakfast at the White House with John F. Kennedy there, speaking the truth. And so today we agree were the prayers that Dr. Billy Graham prayed over 50 years ago at the White House, giving a warning concerning our nation. And we declare, first of all, that on behalf of this nation, we repent for our sins. Forgive us our sins, O God. By the blood of Jesus, we come into your presence today, asking you to forgive us of our sins and the sins of our nation. The Bible said when Daniel was repenting for his sins and the sins of his people, forgive us for taking prayer out of the schools. After Dr. Billy Graham gave that speech and gave that prayer, the Supreme Court followed up by taking prayer out of the schools. That very same year, prayer was removed. Even after the warning from Dr. Billy Graham, prayer was removed out of our schools. And then abortion was legalized, the killing of unborn children, and America was on a downward spiral. And then we have okayed other things that have brought great distress. And now we, as a nation, are in trouble with same-sex marriage and the rise of homosexuality and perversion and prayerlessness and godlessness. And not standing with the nation of Israel. The sins are mounting in our nation, in our land. There's trouble on every hand. And we set ourselves in agreement with Dr. Billy Graham. And we honor him today for his prayers. And we set ourselves in agreement with those prayers that he prayed there in the White House over 50 years ago. And all of the other prayers that he's prayed that has gone up to heaven. We set ourselves in agreement. And we repent today on behalf of our nation, the United States of America. God have mercy upon us. God have mercy upon us for the sins that we have committed, that we are committing. And even on this day, we declare that we need you more than ever. We need you more than ever. Father God, forgive us of our sins. Forgive us for our prayerlessness, our carelessness. Forgive us for our compromise. We repent for the sin of omission, not telling people the truth. Pastors and Christian leaders not warning their parishioners, not warning their congregation of the consequences of sin, fearful that they won't be able to keep them in the church and garner their finances, financial support. God help us. God help us. Forgive us for the competition between churches and pastors and Christian leaders. Forgive us, Lord, for not helping other churches in our city, not holding up other pastors' hands, not just protecting the sheep, not just guarding the sheep, but competing for the sheep. God, forgive us. Forgive our nation. Forgive our land. And we do pray right now for our president, just as Billy Graham prayed for President John F. Kennedy there at the prayer breakfast that morning. I pray for my president, Barack Obama. I pray for his wife, Michelle, and I pray for his two daughters. I bless them today, and I ask God that you bless them, and I ask that you protect them, Lord, today. And I pray that President Barack Obama will be a mighty man of God. I pray, Lord, that he will seek your face. I pray that he will turn to you in these hours of trouble and distress. I pray for his cabinet. I pray for the Supreme Court. I pray for Vice President Biden and his family. I pray in Jesus' name for wisdom for President Barack Obama. And I pray, Lord, that you would send men and women around him to speak into his life, godly men and women. You would set up a divine appointment, divine connection. I pray, Lord, that President Barack Obama today will stand with Israel. Lord, as nations gather around Israel, I pray, Lord, that President Obama will stand with Israel, that he will not forsake the agreements, the covenant, the commitment that we have made to the nation of Israel. In Jesus' name, I pray for my president, my vice president. In Jesus' name, would you set yourself at agreement right now? Would you set yourself at agreement for our president? Would you pray for him now? The Bible said that we're to pray for those in authority, that we may live a quiet and peaceful life. And so let's just lift him up right now in Jesus' name. Would you do it? Well, today the Holy Spirit put it in my heart to pray the prayers of Billy Graham. And so I know that we've agreed with him concerning repentance for this nation. We now ask God that you would pour out your Spirit upon this land. We pray for a third great awakening in America. Would you come, Holy Spirit, and awaken this nation? Awaken us, O God, to pray. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, you said you'd hear from heaven, forgive our sin and heal our land. Lord, heal our land today. Heal my nation. I pray for a third great awakening. I pray for 1,000 prayer centers in 1,000 cities with 1,000 prayer leaders in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, send your Holy Spirit in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. We're going to pray some prayers that Dr. Billy Graham has prayed over the years. And if you would join me today, we're going to pray those. Here's a prayer that he prays in the morning time. We'll just pray this, agree this with Dr. Billy Graham. If you want to say this with me, you are the glorious morning. You are refreshment and peace. You are the sounds as the dawn breaks. You are the rose that smells sweet. You are the Lord, my creator. You're the wonder of life. You're the great words of wisdom. I read them and fill up inside. You are the wonderful sunrise. You are restorer of hope. You're the air that we breathe now. You are the warm winter coat. You are the Lord, my creator. You are a love without end. You're all grace and forgiveness. I stand loved and free as your friend. As your friend. Now, before we go any further, reading the prayers of Billy Graham today, praying for Billy Graham and his family, praying for the Billy Graham ministries, speaking blessings upon them, giving a rose to Billy Graham while he's alive. And he may never hear this broadcast, but I want him to know that we love him and we appreciate him and all the seed that he has sown in this nation and, of course, other nations of the world. And the impact that Billy Graham has had on America. Father, would you bless Billy Graham now? Bless his ministry, bless his words, and bless the prayers that he has prayed. And it's very difficult. It's very difficult to think about Billy Graham without thinking about George Beverly Shea. So I believe we just need to pause and just let George Beverly Shea sang the most famous song, and he sung many, many times at Billy Graham Crusades. And then we're going to be back to do some more praying, prayers of Billy Graham on this Saturday.
Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than horses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be
George Beverly Shea singing, "I'd rather have Jesus than anything." Today we're just giving a roast to Dr. Billy Graham. You say, well, that sounds a little bit sentimental. No, it's just words of appreciation for him, praying the prayers while he is alive, not waiting until he goes to heaven to give him honor. So we honor him today for all of the years of ministry that he has given to this nation and nations of the world, and praying some prayers of Dr. Billy Graham. You're listening to BPN Radio. Dale Gentry here on this Saturday, and so delighted to have you listening, being a part, praying with us today. Prayers of Dr. Billy Graham, praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening, and praying for you and your family and your city and your church. And speaking of churches, we want to pray a pastoral prayer that Dr. Billy Graham prayed. And we're going to pray for our pastors, because tomorrow is the Lord's Day. And pastors all across America will be praying. So here is a prayer that Dr. Billy Graham prayed, and we are going to pray this prayer right now with him. And so let's do it right now. Are you ready? Are you ready? Here we go. Almighty God, you're a gracious Father, clothed in majesty. You're a mighty, yet you save us with mercy. Almighty God, you are an exquisite creator with hands that carve out beauty. You're the author of life. You give us such freedom. Almighty God, you know each of us intimately. Your heart is full of love, yet you watch over us in our weaknesses and guide us daily. Prince of Peace, We draw near to you and drink in the promise of eternity. Lord of peace, we walk with you and seek your guidance. As we learn to be more loving, Lord of peace, in your sanctuary, we're safe. Safe to set down, let down our guard, and dwell in your truth. Risen Lord, you came for the needy, the poor, the oppressed, the forsaken, and those that society has forgotten. Risen Lord, your life renews our hearts from within. Thank you that we carry your promise of forgiveness. Risen Lord, we ask for your Spirit to work through us as we minister to the world and share your love with all. Almighty God, Prince of Peace, Risen Lord, we dedicate our lives to you. Amen. And that is a prayer for pastors to pray over their congregations. And Father, we pray for every pastor today. Every pastor in America today that is getting ready to minister the word tomorrow. We join with Dr. Billy Graham and his prayers, his pastoral prayers, and we pray those prayers today in Jesus' name. Would you just take a few moments on this Saturday to pray for your pastor, pray for your pastor's spouse, and pray for their children. You know, many times the children of ministers live in what they might describe as a glass house. Everybody critiquing their performance, maybe seeking higher expectations from them than others, or judging them, critiquing them. So, Father, we pray right now for our pastor. We pray for their spouse. We pray for their children. In Jesus' name. Just take a few moments here on BPN Radio to call the name of your pastor, wife, or if it's a woman pastor, the husband, and the children. In Jesus' name. The leaders of your church. You can just do it right now. Father, we set ourselves in agreement with the people that are praying here on BPN Radio on this Saturday as they pray for their pastor, their shepherd, for he and his wife and children. We just bless them right now. Prepare these mighty leaders to minister the word tomorrow, these men and women of God, as they prepare to preach tomorrow. We're being blessed by the prayers of Dr. Billy Graham and the young lady that is playing the music, our background music today, our worship music. Of course, we had on the broadcast not long ago, and her name is Courtney, and we just thank God for Courtney. Courtney Vandiver Piera. What a blessing she is. She plays, her along with Todd Mooring play all of our background music here on BPN Radio. And not too long ago, Courtney was able to be on the Billy Graham special. Of course, we're praying with Billy Graham today. And she was able to back up a young lady named Lacey Sturm, who sang this song on the Billy Graham special. And of course, Courtney was there. 6 million people viewed it. And so we're going to play this song from the Billy Graham special called Mercy Tree. And we just speak a blessing on Lacey Sturm as Clarence Grant and Courtney Vandiver Piera as they play the music for her.
Yeah.
Okay, there you have Lacey Sturm and Courtney Vandiver, Piera, Clarence Grant. The Mercy Tree from the Billy Graham Special. You're listening to BPN Radio, and today is a day that we are honoring Dr. Billy Graham, just giving him a rose, just praying for him, saying thank you. Thank you, sir, for giving your life that so many other people may know the risen Savior, Jesus, and the one who died on the mercy tree. And we just thank you for praying with us today, and we just cry out for mercy. If you don't know the Lord, you can know him. If you just say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you. I'm going to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Well, thank you, Lord, today. We're so thankful and grateful for the opportunity, Lord, to know you here on this prayer broadcast, BPN Radio. Father, I speak a blessing upon those that are praying with me today, praying prayers of Dr. Billy Graham and honoring him and for his service, knowing that the Holy Spirit has said that when he goes, there's going to be a big hole in the soul of America. And so I thank you for people today that are praying with me. I thank you, Lord, for men and women that are willing to pray, stand in the gap, make up the hedge, believing for a turnaround in this nation, believing for revival in 1,000 cities. Would you agree with me right now? For 1,000 cities, 1,000 prayer centers, 1,000 prayer leaders to pray. For revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And Father, we know that revival is not just in churches, but in homes. So we pray for families today. We pray for a revival in the homes of people all across America. Abraham Lincoln said, weak homes will make a weak nation, but strong homes will make a strong nation. We know that Satan has attacked the family. Divorce is on the increase. Broken homes, broken marriages, broken families, broken lives. So we pray, Father, for a revival in the home. Would you just agree with me today that God will have send a revival to your home? And how's it going to start? It's going to start with you having a family altar, just saying to your family, we're going to have prayer every day. Every morning before we begin our day, every night before we go to bed, we're going to pray. We're going to pray because we know that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. So, in Jesus' name, we declare it, decree it. And so we are thankful today for the prayers of Billy Graham that he's prayed for America. And I'm just wondering today, who's going to stand when he's gone? Who's going to fill the gap? And so I just believe that God desires for an army of people to arise and to pray and to seek the face of God. And so I just believe that people are rising everywhere to pray and seek the face of God. And so, you know, I guess our question today is, who's going to stand? Who's going to stand and make up the hedge? So I want you to listen to the words of this song. And I believe that God is calling us to pray and to seek his face. And I for one, are making a commitment that I'm going to stand. I've been standing now for many years, calling people to pray for revival in this nation and other spiritual awakening. This song says, "Who's going to stand?" And as we play this song, I trust that you will make that commitment, Lord. I know that one day Billy Graham is going to go home. He's an old man now. There's going to be a hole in the soul of America. But I'm going to stand in the gap. I'm going to make up the hedge. Okay, that is Chris Folsom. He wrote that song, and we're going to stand. Yes, we are. The words of the song says, who's going to stand with me on this bridge tonight? I'm calling out to brother and sister to stand up and fight. If there's one thing from history we should have learned, that if we don't make this stand together, this bridge may burn. Some say that I'd be crazy for misreading the signs. Can't you hear the beating of the drums from enemy lines? The time for lofty words and shaking fists has come and gone. Take up your sword and shield, for the battle lines have been drawn. For your sons and all your daughters, for all that you hold dear, would you lay your life down or lock your doors and hide away in fear. Who's going to stand with me on this bridge tonight? I swear you will regret the day you didn't stand and fight. For whom we stand, for when we stand together, we are more than flesh and bone. When our spirits are united, we don't have to stand alone. So we pray, Lord, that you just raise up a mighty army. A mighty army, as we pray for Dr. Billy Graham's health today. And as we honor him today, give him a rose while he lives. We also know that when he goes, there's going to be a large gap, a huge hole in the soul of America. So we pray that you'll raise up intercessors, raise up prayer warriors who stand on the bridge day and night. You know, someone wrote me not long ago and said, thank you, Dale and Jean, for standing in the gap for our country and family. You do make a difference. You are rebuilding the wall, and the breach is being made smaller every day that you pray. You have strengthened the line of military defense in God's army. And so I thank you for those kind words. And then someone prayed this prayer for us. Father God, I thank you for Dale and Jean, who stand in the gap, build up the wall, repair the breach, who make up the hedge for our land, that you would not destroy it, but heal and restore this land. Thank you for being the one who would present himself to the Lord, Dale, by the blood of Jesus on behalf of the people. And that's from one of our intercessors, Deborah Davenport. So thank you, Deborah. Well, we're going to stand. Yes, we are. We're going to stand at the gap. We will not grow weary as we pray for ourselves. We pray for our family. We pray for our nation. We pray for our church. And we pray for our city. We will not be weary in well-doing. We will be planted in the house of the Lord so that we can flourish in the courts of our God. So I'm quoting from Psalms 92. So I just encourage you to be in the house of God tomorrow. And you say, well, I don't have a church. I don't have a pastor. Well, Father, I pray for these that don't have a church, don't have a pastor. I pray, Lord, that you would lead them to the church, and may they be planted. Psalms 92, those that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of their God. And so I pray, Lord, that people will be planted. They will know where their church is and know who their pastor is, the one who cares for their soul, watches for them. And so we pray for every family that does not have a home church. We pray that you will find your place. We need a church. We need our church family. We need our Christian friends. And so we pray for you right now in Jesus' name. Well, thank you for joining us here on this Saturday on BPN Radio. Dale Gentry here. Thank you for praying with me. I'll be back tomorrow at the same time or any time. You have a great day today. It's been great praying with you as we've honored Dr. Billy Graham today and prayed his prayers for America. And I bless you today in Jesus' name.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.